for tuning in. We are Babes in Voiceland, bringing the laughter to you from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Okay, what I would like to talk about now is, how tired am I? How tired am I lately?
With a double hit of peppermint or lemon?
Do you know, I've got all this stuff going on with the houses, you know, and mm-hmm. and the station and my car and Grady's mom and all this stuff. It's, you know, it's not like anybody's sick or dying, but it's a lot on my mind.
Yeah.
So a couple days ago, Erica calls me and I'm so busy. I said, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you right now. I'll call you back. And then she called me again. I said, I'm talking to Doug about the show and I can't talk to you right now.
Right.
So about 8:30, Grady goes to bed, and I usually stay up, but I thought, no, I'm going to bed. I'm tired, and I hear the phone ring, and I know it's Erica.
Wait, you're making me sound like a pest.
No,
here.
We talk a lot during the day.
Yes,
so
we do.
So
and I could finally talk, because I had bronchitis for so long, I couldn't speak to you.
That's right, I've been missing you.
I know, missing you, too.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry, Erica. So I thought, I said to Grady, he wasn't even asleep, I said, I got to get up and talk to Erica. I can't, leave her again. Mm-hmm. So I get up and I answer the phone and we're talking and all of a sudden I hear her go, Beth, Beth, I fell asleep on the phone.
Oh, how funny. Okay.
So the point is, it's like,
I fell asleep on the phone. I've never done that before. I fell asleep
And I'm not
on
that
phone.
Boring. There's no way you would have fallen asleep normally.
That's how
with
tired
me.
I am.
Talking. And you know, Beth and I both love to talk. Surprise.
Right. Surprise.
And so you know, I'm talking. Right. It was my turn to talk and I'm talking and I stop and then there's dead silence.
At least it wasn't.
No, not a snore, not even breathing, nothing.
She thought
and
I died.
I didn't know. Like all of a sudden, there was dead silence.
Like a person puts down the phone and walks away and does something else.
Did
and
we
don't
get
even
disconnected?
Know?
What
yeah,
happened?
She's looking at her phone, going, "Is this a dropped call? Like, did somebody end call?"
All of a sudden, I had an aha moment. I said, "Beth, did you fall asleep?" Oh, yeah, I guess I did.
So, I felt
funny.
So bad.
I know, it was pretty funny. So how do you know, you have a pretty busy life. Uh-huh. How do you know when you're really tired?
Oh,
what are your symptoms or signs
giggles.
And stuff?
I get so
laugh happy. Oh, I just crack up over anything and I laugh and I laugh. Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Really?
I get really goofy, really silly.
Oh, that's
absolutely.
Cool.
Yep.
Oh, well,
so
listen.
That's why when you're exhausted when you get here, you're always laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, we keep learning new things about each other all the time. Every time.
Diana, what's your tell for when you're really overtired?
Well, I'm not one to drop off when I'm sitting still. I have a hard time falling asleep even when I am tired. But lately, it's been brain farts.
What? Pardon me?
Brain farts. I have these blank spaces. It just happened, you guys. It just happened.
Oh,
when
we
were doing a little bit of intro, outro, segue recordings.
Oh, yes, it
and
did
I'm
just
looking
happen.
At Terry going, well, Terry, aren't you going to do yours? And you're like, I just did.
No, excuse me. That was not a brain fart. You were so focused on what you were doing that the world around you disappeared.
Okay.
And you didn't
so
know.
Lovely. I feel better now.
Yes, really. That's what happened. Don't think you had a brain fart, although I'm sure you have others. But
yes,
that was
I do.
Not one.
I do.
That was not one of them.
Okay.
Oh, so shall we leave
you?
It with brain farts?
What about you, Erica? What is your
When
fault?
I'm tired?
Yes.
I just don't know. I don't sleep a lot to begin with, so it's
That's
really,
true. You
it's
don't.
Really hard. I'm up a
so
lot.
So you're never tired?
I'm
or you're always tired.
I'm always tired because I don't sleep.
It's your natural
you know?
State.
My natural state is I'm tired quite a bit because I don't sleep that much, but I still manage to get things done no matter what.
I got to tell you guys know? What though. I'm telling my husband about what we do to get energized.
Right. Yeah.
With the snorting,
essential oils.
Yeah, the essential oils and stuff. And I said, you know, sometimes when it's just getting really out of hand, I said, I'll look at Terry and I'll say, let me get a little sniff of Jesus.
Yeah.
And my husband said, what the hell are you talking about? I said, it's the frankincense oil, okay? Jesus, frankincense, you know.
That's right. It was one of the gifts for the baby Jesus.
See, there you go.
There you go. Oh, but
Jesus.
I'll tell him my husband. His telltale sign, Rob can fall asleep anywhere. That's why I drive. Because when we drive, I look over, he's asleep in the car.
Seriously?
I start talking to him. He's asleep on the couch. I mean, he can fall asleep anywhere, anytime, any place.
My husband, too.
And I'm so jealous.
Did he ever fall asleep driving?
I think so, but he didn't want to tell me.
Yeah. But, so you said, what's his tell, though?
That's bad,
his
though.
Tell, yeah. I guess, with his head hanging down to the side and totally limp.
That might be it.
Yeah. So I guess that's it. So if you have any good tells for when you're overtired, please share them with us on our website.
Yes. Or www.babesinvoiceland.com. Or you can contact us by Gmail.
Gmail, right, that's our email.
At gmail.com.
Babesinvoiceland at gmail.com.
What do you do when you're really super tired?
That's
keep it
true.
Clean.
Well, you don't have to. We just won't talk about it on air.
Hey, did you guys ever know anyone, any families that had funny names? Mm-hmm. Growing up, my mom knew a family. It was the Barr family.
Yeah.
And so the kids were Clark Barr and Candy Barr.
As long as they didn't name one of them Open.
Let's look in on the Doe family. Just your typical Southern single mom struggling to raise two daughters all by herself.
Mama, why does our last name have to be Doe?
Why does our last name have to be Doe?
Yeah, why?
Well, I don't rightly know. Our name is just Doe because that was your daddy's name, and when I married him, I became a Doe too.
And his name is John Doe, and he's been missing for the last 13 years.
Yes, that's true. But the police haven't stopped calling. Every time they find another John Doe, they call us to come down and identify the body. And one day, we'll find your daddy and finally find out what happened to him.
Well, that doesn't help me now. Not only do I not have a daddy, but I have a terrible last name, and everyone makes fun of me.
What is wrong with your last name?
Well, it might not have been so bad if you hadn't named me Pie.
What's wrong with the name Pie? I think it's cute.
It's not cute when your name is Pie Doe, and everyone always asks if you're filled with apple or cherry every day. I'm not made of filling. I am a person, but everyone always tries to taste me and tells me that I'm a sour pie and I should be sweeter, but I don't want to be sweet. I just want to be me, and I don't want to be Pie anymore neither.
Just then the door opened and in walked Pie's sister.
Good Lord, I could hear you a-hollering from the other room.
Well, it appears that your sister is having a rather rough day.
You think you got it bad? I get teased all the time, too.
Yeah, but you've got a better name than me.
Oh, really? Pizza is better than Pie? Every day somebody asks, hey, Pizza Face, and I don't even have pimples. Then they ask what kind of toppings I have today. What a question. And then sometimes they even bring in mushrooms or meatballs and pour them over my head at lunch.
I had no idea children could be so cruel. I feel really crummy about that.
You are only saying that, Mama, because your first name is Cookie, and crummy is the only emotion you have anyway.
Yeah, crummy or soft. That's the only way you know how to be, Mama.
Oh, no, that's not true, girls. I can also be tough. I can be a tough cookie.
Well, then, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, Mama, what you going to do?
Let me cool off a little and think about this. I'll think of something.
While Cookie went to dunk herself in a cool milk bath and think, Pizza and Pie did their homework. She came back refreshed and with an idea.
Girls, I have decided. I'm going to call your Uncle Taekwon and ask him to come to your school and talk to those kids.
You mean Uncle Taekwon Do?
Our black belt uncle? Uncle Taekwon Do?
Yes, that's the one. He'll be able to handle this just fine. I have no doubt.
Oh, Mama, that's such good news. We love and miss our Uncle Taekwon Do so much.
When is he coming, Mama?
Tomorrow. He said tomorrow.
Mama, I was wondering, did our cousin Play have such a hard time at school, too?
No, I don't rightly recall your cousin Play Doe having any trouble at all. Come to think of it, she seemed to get along with everyone.
That's only because she had a fun name and everyone liked her.
Wine, 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 Pie. I may have to sprinkle a little sugar on you after all. You do have such a sour attitude.
That is so mean, Mama. How can you say that to me?
Well, Mama, I wish you would have married our Uncle Lotsa, Our lives would have been much better if you would have married him.
Yeah, me too. Uncle Lassa is so nice, and he wouldn't have gotten lost like our daddy did neither.
Yes, girls, I know, I know. Uncle Lots of Dough might have been the better way to go, but then I wouldn't have had the two of you. And you two are my heart and soul.
Aw, we love you, Mama.
I love you too, girls. I love you more than all the toppings and fillings in the world and beyond.
Wow, that really is a lot.
Yes, it really is.
Hey, I got an idea, girls. Let's go out to eat tonight, and you can have your favorite.
Sushi, sushi. I want sushi, Mama.
Me too, me too.
Well, that's one thing we can all agree on. Sushi it is. Get in the car now, and off we'll go.
The Doe's had a great sushi dinner, and that, combined with looking forward to Uncle Taekwondo's arrival, put them all in a good mood. Will Uncle Taekwon be able to stop the girls from being teased at school? Will the girls ever find their daddy John Doe? Tune in again soon to hear what happens next with the Doe family.
Okay, we were talking earlier about playing it safe, or not necessarily playing it safe, but always kind of lining your ducks up, go buy a car, you check everything out, Carfax, yeah. You know, all yeah. those kind of things.
Yeah. She's yeah. talking yeah. about me. Okay, you guys, she's talking about me. It's all right. I'm not bitter. It's okay.
Well, you know, it's good to have a plan, and it's important to know what you're doing and kind of yes. plan things out. Yes. But it got me thinking, what yeah. is the most impulsive thing you've ever done?
Oh, my God. That's yeah. a good question.
I mean, and I was really curious, because we keep getting to know each other a little bit better, but I'm thinking, Diana.
I don't know.
What is the most impulsive thing you've ever something. Done?
What do you think?
I'm not an impulsive person, because almost everything I've ever done by impulse, I've lived to regret. I can tell you that I did something impulsive two different times,
yeah,
and each of those instances turned into great romances for me.
Oh, see?
So that was a good thing.
I'm thinking ahead for my turn, and I was thinking the same thing. Romance? Is that all you're going to say about
yeah.
that, though,
yes.
Diana?
She's grinning, though. Her eyes are sparkling.
Yes,
and
they
if
are.
If you could see her, you would yeah. know those were really good impulsive uh-huh. moves,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Beth?
Yep.
Well, I guess this was kind of impulsive. See, back in the day, I was a musician, and I went to visit my parents, you know, in Arizona, mm-hmm. uh-huh. and I knew this guy, David, you know, he wasn't my first husband at the time, but I knew him when I was 13, and I hadn't seen him in many, many, many years, mm-hmm. and my aunt said, oh, by the way, I talked to David's parents, and, you know, they've been in touch with him a lot lately, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, maybe we should call him while you're here. Well, I wasn't paying all that much attention, you know, but
matchmakers they were.
But let's see, that was Christmas, and January 13th, I was engaged.
What? Ooh, so that's impulsive.
I would say that was a little impulsive.
I think they call that a whirlwind.
A little
romance.
Impulsive, you know? So yeah. I don't know. But
and you were married a long time.
Yeah, 11 and a half years till yeah. he passed away. Yeah.
Wow. And would yeah. still be.
I would still be. Yeah. I definitely would still be. So that was impulsive, but that was awesome impulsive. I mean, that was.
Yeah.
I mean, I went back to Chicago, and I'm telling my friends I'm getting married, and they're like, to who?
Because when did you meet somebody? You weren't even dating.
When did this happen? But the funniest part was I was dating this guy, Ross, at the time in Chicago.
So they figured it was Ross?
And he, when I got back in town, he took me out for brunch at the Hilton, uh-huh. and I had to tell him I re-met David and I was getting married. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't say
he didn't
my
think
ring.
So.
No.
No, he didn't think it was funny. And you know.
Okay, but, I'm still not telling the details. So
not
it's Terry's turn.
Oh, she's going to save those details for the end.
Okay. Yeah, for off air.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we can't wait to hear it.
Well, I think one of the most impulsive things I did, I was a cocktail waitress for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I met this guy. He was a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived on the East Coast. And yeah. he was doing shows up and down the coast.
Yeah.
And he said, come on out, you know, and you can see some of my shows. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I go to the airport to get on the airplane, and they're like, oh, there's these horrible snowstorms all up and down the coast. We can't get you all the way to Boston. I'm like, okay, but we could probably get you partway. So I was like, partway? Like, they said Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Said, yeah, Minnesota. You know, they have that big mall, the USA Mall or whatever.
Mall of America?
Yeah, that one there. So they said, well, you know, that was where my first stop was. Okay, so I get on the plane, and I'm thinking, how bad could it really be, right? So I'm flying over the mountains, and I see all the snow, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, what have I gotten myself into?
Oh, my
well,
God.
Yeah. So we land in Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
I mean, in Minnesota. And it's snowing. It is just coming down, and there's... I'm thinking, what am I going to do here? I'm like stuck in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
So I go up to the lady at the counter, and everyone's just being mean and rude to these ladies, like it's their fault in the weather.
Yeah.
And I came up and I'm like, hi, I was trying to get to Boston. And they kind of laugh because like, I'm really going to be able to get there. And they look at me and they say, well, because I was being nice, I go, oh, this is just crazy. I don't even know why I got on the plane. They said, well, we can get you further east. Do you want to go to Florida?
Florida.
Or do you want to go to, because you could go to Florida and then when the weather got better, go up to Boston. They said, or we could send you to Chicago. And I'm going, oh, that could be fun for the night.
So,
or they said, we can send you to Detroit.
So you just decided to go somewhere that you didn't know anybody and had nowhere to go?
Well, no way.
That is a bit impulsive.
Well, I always make friends on the airplanes.
Okay.
But no, I said, I'll go to Detroit. My mom had her birthday that weekend.
Yeah.
She was turning, I believe, 40
with
my aunt. They didn't know I was coming. Yeah. I called my sister. I said, I am landing in
the
snowstorm.
Are they in Detroit now? Were they there?
Yeah. My whole family's there. I call my sister and I say, I'm landing in Detroit. Can you get to the airport? She goes, I'll try.
I'll try.
We won't tell mom.
They didn't have Uber back then.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it was a bad snowstorm.
Wow.
So I get on the plane. They take me to Detroit. They're like, why do you want to go there? We'll take you to Florida, to Chicago. Nope, Detroit. So I land. My sister gets there. We're skidding all the way back to her house.
This is hysterical.
Yeah. So I got to be there for my mom's 40th birthday.
Well,
total surprise. Very impulsive. A couple days later, when all the weather got better, I was able to get on my plane and go to Boston and visit my friend.
That's kind of cool.
On an impulse. I ended up being able to be there for my mom's 40th.
That's very cool.
Because I was impulsive.
Well.
And Diana's still not going to share.
I'm still not going to share. Not on air.
No. So we might have to end this so we can hear it.
Okay, let's take this show out with some outtakes.
That's only because she had a full name like that.
While Cookie went to dunk herself in a cool milk bath and think, Pete...
Well, Mama, I wish you could have married Uncle Lotsa.
No.
Well, Mama, I wish you would have married...
The Does had a great sushi dinner, and that... Uncle Taekwondo... Will Uncle Tai Kwan be able to stop the girls from...
No, yeah. I'm sorry. That's me.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, what a fun show. We're so glad you were here to share it with us. Hey, we'd love to hear some feedback from you. How about you drop us a line at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com?